suppose not far anymore. Even the shields, traffic shields, they say it is. Bloody cold tonight. It's windy and cold. You can manufacture weapons and you can purchase ammunition, but you can't buy valor and you can't pull arrows off an assembly line. A sergeant said this. Well, valor is, you don't write valor like these guys. It's not English. And so here at Omaha Beach, apparently this is American soil. They sort of bought it, so you have to pass sort of a customs here with all sort of police and all that. So you pass into American territory. Well, I'm not going in there. Fuck no. It's really, it's like a like an airport or something. So this is Omaha Beach, the same sort of a water like where the Washington Monument is. Look at it. Oh, that's horrible. And apparently, yeah. So what I wanted to show you, and to get in here, oh man, the security, it's enormous. I mean, this is what I wanted to show you. This is where I came for. Look, there it is. Like on the dollar. Here, it's all over. This is where they died for. This is the 666, June 6th, at 6 o'clock. And this is where they gave their lives for. It was a sacrifice. Look, here, there's the dollar. I'll probably find more things. It's all here. So why do they put the dollar here on all this? Why do you think? And why, like, on the under a tree here? And at the exterior site, look at it. Just under a tree, because it's raining, it's like half snowing. And yeah, and these funny things here, I don't know what that is. Very funny. So I'll show it again once more. There it is, like on the dollar. Yeah, nice. The all-seeing eye, the Horus. Novus Ordo Seclorum. So for the New World Order, they just had to get rid of a couple of whiteys, a couple of Europeans, because they want to raise a human race, a farmed race of slaves. So these were like special forces, and the most intelligent, the most beautiful, the most strong of humanity, and they, well, they had to disappear. You know, only the workers could stay, the ones who made the Liberty boats and all that. Right. So that's symbolically for the ashes of the dead, but it means also our blood is here. And well, here you can read it, or maybe not, maybe it's too far. This is about the war, and here as well. I don't think you can read this in like this. Look at the compass. The compass. That's the other side. Our fellow countrymen. Sacrifices. It says. That's the same as the CIA, with the NATO symbol in it. Well, let's have a closer look. Well, it says this embattled shore portal of free, yeah, nice, eh? Free, freedom, well, etc. And, well, looks like the bull's horns, especially from the other side. Sacrifice of mankind. And here we can see a wall with engraved all the names all around there, yeah. Probably with all the man that fell. All the names, it's all around. It's a lot. So and here on the other side of the wall, we can see the seal of the United States. With here the flag of Israel there in it, like on the dollar. And here it says 666. Oh, nice, hey? Ooh, 6th June, June the 6th, which is the 6th month at 6 o'clock. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So this is the other side of the, it says the American, where is it, Monument Commission, American Battle Monument Commission, well, and that's the cemetery again. I know, it's fast. I can take up my camera, it's still raining, so yeah, I'm standing under a tree. I don't know if I want to film there. This was the monument with the 666 there on that wall, or you can see it. And the dollar on the other side. Well, what has the dollar to do with this? It's all about money and power. Here we can, we're being watched all over, probably looking at me. I mean, in France, it wouldn't be. This is little America here. And I don't fancy it all. Prefer France. And here, so this is cemetery. We're gonna have a look now. There. Somebody playing golf here. Yeah. Okay. So this is an octagon. Octagon. They're the ones who ordered the Templars. And here's a flag here and all that, you know. American flag. Octagon. Don't be mistaken. Octagon is very much alive. There's another one. It's very real. Okay. I have to put my cam inside. It's wet. So there's a couple of Jews here as well. Baumgart. Yeah. Ohio. And here's some more, see, Hebrews, there's some more, so they died as well, so it's not them, it's not them we're looking for, it's the nobility, the black nobility, the Templars, Switzerland, they're the ones we're looking for. So I mean, if the Jews like would have had all the power, as many people say, and why are they lying here? He's just a sergeant, look. Just a sergeant. He's not even a colonel telling us what to do. See what I mean? I'm not a Jew lover or something, but you just have to be honest, you know. I really want to have the enemy within. I want to have them nailed. You see? Well, I mean, this is a proof. This is not, it's not fake, you know. Yeah, as well. Probably it's just a plain soldier. Yeah, see what I mean? It's Switzerland, the Templars, the Nazi Templars, the Freemasons, the Pharaohs. They're the ones. Row up. Yeah, there it says Gottlieb. Just a private. Nothing more. Just a simple private. Yeah. It's Switzerland. They did it. They financed it. They're the ones. They're the Templars. All the rest is crap. It's the pharaohs, the nobility, the Père A. So yeah, more proofs. Octagon and all that. The all-seeing eye, the pyramid, the pharaohs. So here inside, like in the church, we see Isis, the Statue of Liberty. It has seven things on it, like on the monument I filmed before. Well, I can't really see the everything, so maybe I'll look at it later. And here's sort of an altar. So this is for the Christians, I suppose, and a little one for the Hebrew people. I don't even have very much. So this is for the Christians, for the Hebrews, and up there it's for the pharaohs, Isis. So here's part of the cemetery. That's where I was before. There. The graves are marble. If you'd like to know, it's real marble. Must have cost a fortune. All this marble. The forest of marble statues. So that's for the Christians, and they say, through the gates of death may they pass to their joyful resurrection. And that's for the Hebrews on the other side, the other blokes there, the Ten Commandments. And it says from their book, think not only upon their passing, remember the glory of their spirit. Yeah. Well, I hope everybody remembers me, what I'm trying to show you. Okay. So there's the cross, and there's again for the other blokes there. Yeah, alright. That's that. This, yeah. Too bad it's raining. I hear a bell. The bells of glory. So this here at Omaha Beach, this is where the man had to climb up to. They're probably machine gun nests and all that. Look, it's like 45 degrees deep. So, you know, it will cost a lot of lives. You know that beforehand. Well, the general was in his ship there probably. The Pharaoh and the Freemason, he picked this out because it's so difficult, you know, as it is a sacrifice. So he said to the man, well, you go here, and then it's easy to kill you, to send the grenades and the cannons and the machine guns, you know, it's so easy to kill you here. That's the Horus Matrix, it is, you know. Yeah, it's, you know, like, Look, it's steep, you know. It's more that it's 60 degrees here. You know, it will cost a lot. It was done by purpose, a sacrifice, yeah. And the generals always send you there where he can kill you. You understand now? They send you there where he can kill you. Where the pharaohs can kill the Europeans. Get up the hill, the generals shouted. And the ones who didn't, they got shot by the generals. Executed. Get up the hill, you know, so we can kill you. We, the generals, kill you. And the other generals, they give the orders to the other soldiers, they do it. And the Jews, who didn't want to, they said, well, I'm not going to go in the army, I might get killed. And it's again my religion, I don't do that. So the pharaohs had to find another solution for that. The final solution they did. And the Jews still don't want to go in the army, the Orthodox ones, even if it's the Israeli army, like. So this is the Horus Matrix. Just get up the hill and the generals kill you, the pharaohs. So we are a farmed human race, it is. So it's Omaha Beach. So here's the sea, the D-Day Sea. There's Point de Hoc. Where, I don't see it really. Where they had to climb up really steep, which we see in all the movies. And well, here's like Omaha Beach. Get up here, sons of bitches! I'm your general, I'm the Pharaoh! I'm the Templar! I'm in the Freemasonry Lodge. Get up here so I can kill you. And my other general friends in the German army, they can kill you. There's a machine gun nest here or whatever. We're gonna kill you. It was a sacrifice. A 666 sacrifice. Well, I showed you the number there. It's even there. Don't believe your generals. Don't believe the politicians. They're all lying. Believe the magic circle there. See? I mean, be your own general. A warrior doesn't take orders. And between the beach, Omaha Beach, and the machine guns and the hill, they could have done a bit of jungle warfare. Well, isn't it nice? See? Probably full of loads of bodies still in here. Skeletons. It's all here. Jungle warfare, beach warfare, hill warfare. Nice, eh? Just feel like in Hollywood, you know, that's they want you to think you're gonna be the hero, like feeling in a Hollywood movie. And the general just wants to have you dead. Dead. You know. Don't be a soldier, be a warrior. Fight the enemy within. And not the other soldier in another uniform. So here we got a double version of ISIS, or let's say the sisters of ISIS, with Horus, the Falcon God. And Horus is the child which he raised alone, you know, without the man. There it is again. So that means we have the men kill each other and they all die, so we can raise mankind anew from scratch. The only one missing here is like Seth or Osiris. I have no clue where the bugger is. And this actually is the biggest sun hieroglyph I've ever seen. The bar on each side is a show in the Pharaoh show. And here in the middle, you got the round thing I showed from the other side. Okay, do it very slowly for you. So this is the sun. Remember the Pharaoh show, the round thing in the middle. Here's the sun. Yeah, so we go all around here, as I showed on all these houses, Yeah. Well, there you go. One bar on one side here. It's about 2 soccer fields long. You know, like on the houses. And then we got the sun in the middle and the 2 bars on each side. That's on the houses. It's all symbology. There we got the other one here. And this is the original Isis with Horus. The, as I showed before, with the whole thing of this here, the sacrifice, the 666 sacrifice, is the Horus matrix to raise mankind, the man, new from scratch. And the women, they, the witches, they have this, the white witches, they have an alliance with Seth, or Sethon, Mr. Hitler, you know, and all the others. So, I showed this before. So this is a chicken, or a rooster. So this is La Marianne, because it's on French soil, which is Isis as well, as Venus. Venus for the perverts, that was a joke. And for the Romans, and Helvetia for the Swiss. And the Statue of Liberty for the Yanks. So, and that's Isis, La Marianne, because the Statue of Liberty was given by the French Masons, the Neuf Sœurs. Yeah, so this is the Sun Hieroglyph. It's Isis with the falcon. And it says World Peace Statue. Normandy Beach. It's not raining. Ah! A hawk at Omaha Beach. There it goes. Gone. Going after the crawl. Oh, there it is. A hawk. At the beach of Omaha Beach. All sort of animals are coming to me now. What's that? Nice. Thank you. So this is Omaha Beach. Here's a magic circle. Mushrooms made it. It's called the magic circle. Maybe I'm gonna stand in between it. Let's see what happens. There it is. So here's Omaha Beach. You can hear the sea. And here's the, there's the cemetery. Oh, it's so big. So this is European spirituality and belief against all the of the foreign powers, all their beliefs who are very foreign to us. And we are being forced to believe in all these pharaonic beliefs and all that. And the result, I mean, this is the result of all that.